We're heading into another summer weekend with a fine Friday afternoon across eastern New York and western New England. Temperatures are on the mild side, though it's not super hot, and the humidity, again, is very low. Dew points are running largely in the 50s this afternoon, meaning that our comfort level or our comfort index is in that refreshing range. We're going to see that change, though, over the next couple of days. The passage of a warm front tomorrow is going to ramp up the humidity level, and that humidity will continue to build as we head into the day on Sunday. We're also going to tack on a few degrees to that thermometer, so temperatures are going to warm up over the next couple of days, and by Sunday and Monday, we're targeting highs around or a bit over 90 degrees, and when you factor in that humidity, the heat index, or the feels-like temperatures, will be up into the 90s both Sunday and Monday afternoon, so some warmer and more humid summer weather is on the way. It doesn't look quite as bad as the heat wave we had here last week, but we're definitely going to ramp things up a little bit over the next couple of days. Of course, with that change, we bring the chance for some thunderstorms into our area as well. Tonight, though, not really a thunderstorm threat, at least in the early part of the night. So the evening hours look fine if you have outdoor plans tonight. Weather's looking simply fantastic. Good night to get out, maybe cook on the grill. Maybe throw the ball around in the yard or go to a local park for a walk or a jog. Temperatures overnight drop back largely into the 60s. It won't be that bad for sleeping, though you may want to use that air conditioner. Depends upon the individual, I suppose. There might be a storm well after midnight across the North Country, but the storm threat is a little bit better during the day tomorrow. So we'll see mostly cloudy skies tomorrow, some scattered showers and thunderstorms as that warm front comes by. And I do want to mention, you know, these warm fronts can be kind of sneaky, and sometimes there could be a couple of rogue severe storms near warm fronts. So that is something to keep in mind tomorrow. I don't think we're looking at a widespread severe weather threat necessarily, but at least there's potential that a couple of these storms could be on the heavier side tomorrow. So be weather aware tomorrow. It will turn more humid as well. By Sunday, we're up close to 90 degrees. There could be a few passing storms on Sunday, though I don't think it's going to be a washout by any means. And again, it stays rather warm and humid on Monday. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, increasing clouds, low 58 to 66. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms, turning more humid, high 76 to 84. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. For tonight, increasing clouds with lows in the 60s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and storms, turning more humid, high 76 to 84. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the 60s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, scattered late day showers and thunderstorms, turning more humid with highs in the 80s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, increasing clouds, lows in the 60s. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms, turning more humid, high 80 to 85. Region-wide on Sunday, partly sunny, chance of a passing shower or thunderstorm, hot and humid, highs in the upper 80s to lower 90s, and on Monday, partly sunny with the chance of a passing shower or thunderstorm, hot and humid, with highs in the upper 80s to lower 90s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.